KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and still 32 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, and a high around 40, winds north at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet at 9 o'clock this morning at the courthouse in Atlantic. On their agenda is an update from Brigham Hoig on the Cass County-wide wellness program. And the board will act on a resolution approving a contribution and loan, $25,000 each, from the local option sales tax fund to the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, Zion Recovery Services, to help with the purchase of a building in Cass County. The board will also act on approving an employment contract for the Cass County engineer and receive regular reports from the county department heads. Well, the justices of the Iowa Supreme Court have chosen a new leader and a woman from Shelby County. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Fellow justices selected Susan Christensen of Harlan to become the new Chief Justice to succeed Chief Justice Mark Cady, who died from a heart attack on November 15th. Justice Christensen will be the second woman to serve as Chief of Iowa's highest court and will work with the State Court Administrator to manage the operations of the judicial branch. Christensen was appointed to the Supreme Court in 2018 by Governor Kim Reynolds. She'll be up for retention in November of this year. I'm Dar Danielson.
In a statement, Christensen said she's honored to be selected by her colleagues as Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court. 3 months ago, she said, our court faced a sudden crisis with the unexpected death of Chief Justice Cady, and she's deeply appreciative of the immediate leadership by Acting Chief Justice David Wiggins. Christensen said he provided the stability to push forward with the court's work while the judicial branch and entire state grieved for the Cady family. As Chief Justice, Christensen said she will maintain her passion for child welfare and juvenile justice and do her best to lead Iowa's judiciary in a manner which provides all 99 counties with fair and impartial justice. Chief Justice Christensen earned her bachelor's degree from Judson College in 1988 and her law degree from the Creighton University School of Law in 1991. She's married with 5 children and 5 grandchildren. Well, the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 2 Webster County men were arrested Saturday on drug charges following a traffic stop. 26-year-old Tyron Tepery Gully of Fort Dodge was arrested for felony possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and 19-year-old Thaddeus Purcell McElroy of Fort Dodge was arrested for possession of marijuana first offense. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail. McElroy was later released on a $1,000 bond. Gully was released on a $5,000 bond. And on February 19th, Cass County deputies arrested 47-year-old Christopher Michael Green of Atlantic on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Green was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held there yesterday on a $2,000 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that there were 3 arrests dating back to late January. Most recently, on February 15th, 29-year-old Cole Jacob Benton of Hamlin was arrested at around 12:10 a.m. on that date for burglary in the third degree and trespass first offense. Benton's arrest stems from an investigation into an incident that took place in Hamlin. He posted a $500 bond and was released. On February 9th, the Audubon County Sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle on the intersection of Highway 71 and 44 at around 12:30 that date a.m. 30-year-old Amy Jo Swalen of Eagle Grove was arrested and charged with OWI first offense. Swalen appeared before the magistrate the following morning and was released. And on January 31st, 62-year-old Cheryl Ann Harrelson of Atlantic was arrested in Audubon County for driving while suspended. Harrelson appeared before the magistrate and was subsequently released. Page County Sheriff's deputies, along with Essex Fire and Rescue and Red Oak Rescue, responded just before 7 p.m. Sunday to the scene of a single vehicle injury accident. Authorities said the crash happened on 140th Street, or about 4.5 miles east of Essex. 18-year-old Xavier Eugene Steiner of Shenandoah was driving a 1999 Dodge Durango eastbound on 140th. When, for reasons unknown, the SUV left the road and entered the south ditch, where it rolled over several times before coming to rest in the south ditch. Steiner was extricated from the vehicle by Essex Fire and EMS. He was then transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries. When you call 911 in parts of rural Iowa, there's no guarantee an ambulance will be available, as emergency medical services, or EMS, aren't considered essential like fire or police. Mark Sacken, president of the Iowa Emergency Medical Services Association, says 3/4 of local departments are volunteer-run. Because the service isn't guaranteed by local or state funding, many get their money from billing patients or bake sales.
I think we're to the point now where the demands on the system are are far exceeding the available resources available to provide those services.
In the past 5 years, Iowa saw a 4% decrease in the number of registered EMTs. 14 counties are covered by just one ambulance service, while Worth County has none for its 400 square miles. In Tripola, Director Kip Ladeji has just a few EMTs to cover 99 square miles in Bremer County. He notes that staff shortages in neighboring areas create a domino effect.
From, say, 6 in the morning to 6 at night, we probably have two, maybe three, if we're lucky, that are available. What if Tripola can't cover and Denver's already out and can't cover? Then where do we go? Then that response time just gets that much longer.
Wright County Supervisor Carl Helgebold said voters in 2018 overwhelmingly approved a property tax levy to make Wright County the first in the state to declare EMS services as essential. That raised $500,000 a year for training, equipment, and countywide EMS coordinator. Helgebold feels it's something the state needs to ensure.
Would it be great if the state had a way to mandate it and fund it in a perfect world? Yeah, but we don't live in that type of world right now, so we need to do what we need to do and provide good service to our citizens.
One proposal in the Iowa legislature would make it easier to follow Wright County's example. It would allow counties to set up partnerships and use existing local taxes to fund EMS without voter approval. Representative Bobby Kaufman, a Republican from Wilton, doesn't think the service should be declared essential at the state level, as it could impose a cookie-cutter set of requirements.
I still think it should be done county by county because there are different mechanisms that work for different areas.
Kaufman is asking the state to appropriate about $5 million toward the state's various EMS departments. Elsewhere in the news, the Clarinda Police Department says four Clarinda Academy students who left the campus early Monday afternoon were taken into custody a short while later in the area of 190th and Quincy Road. That was at around 1:50 p.m. They were apprehended by Page County Sheriff's deputies along with Clarinda Academy staff and Clarinda Police. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said deputies arrested 35-year-old William Ray Bonner of Bayard Sunday afternoon. Bonner was taken into custody at his home on outstanding arrest warrants for probation violation, possession of a controlled substance third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Following his arrest, a search warrant was executed at Bonner's residence. Evidence recovered during that search warrant resulted in additional charges being filed, including two counts of possession of a prescription drug without a prescription, possession of meth third offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, felon in possession of a firearm, and domestic abuse offender in possession of a firearm and ammunition. Additional charges against Bonner were pending. The search warrant executed on his residence, they said, was a derivative of a series of thefts and burglaries that occurred at the Sparky's convenience store in Bayard during the months of January and February of this year. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.